KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach,
Laguna's only FM,
KX93.5.
This disclaimer is a statement notifying the listening audience that the opinions expressed on any public affairs show do not reflect those of KX93.5, its management, or the board of directors.
High Wall City, comfy bowl, two square on your body. Then I'll begin.
Jason Ferry, KX93.5.
Three is a magic number. Yes, it is. It's a magic number. Somewhere in the ancient mystic trinity, you get three as a magic number. The past and the present and the future, faith and hope and charity, the heart and the brain and the body give you three as a magic number. It takes three legs to make a tripod or to make a table stand. It takes three wheels to make a vehicle called a tricycle. Every triangle has three corners. Every triangle has three sides. No more, no less. You don't have to guess. When it's three, you can see it's a magic number.
A man and a woman had a little baby. Yes, they did. They had three in the family. That's a magic number.
3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30.
3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30.
Now the multiples of three come up three times in each set of ten. In the first ten, you get 3, 6, 9. And in the teens, 10, it's 12, 15, and 18. And in the 20s, you get a 21, 24, 27, and it comes out even on 30. Yeah.
Now multiply backwards from 3 times 10.
3 times 10 is 30. 3 times 9 is
27.
3 times 8 is
24.
3 times 7 is
21.
3 times 6 is 18. 3 times 5 is 15. 3 times 4 is 12. 3 times 3 is 9. 3 times 2 is 6. And 3 times 1 is 3, of course.
Now dig the pattern once more. 3.
3, 6, 9.
12.
12, 15, 18.
21.
21, 24, 27. 30.
Yeah.
30.
Now multiply from 10 backwards.
3 times 10 is 30.
Going
3 times 9 is 27.
3 times 8 is
24. 3 times 7 is
21.
3 times 6 is 18. 3 times 5 is 15. 3 times 4 is 12. And 3 times 3 is 9. And 3 times 2 is 6. And 3 times 1.
What is it?
3!
Yeah.
That's a magic number.
A man and a woman had a little baby.
Yes, they did.
They had three in the family. That's a magic number.
It's a magic number, Ava. What do you think about that, my darling?
I think it's...
You're not on? Why are you not on? What mic are you on?
This one.
Oh, I don't know. Try again.
I'm on this one.
Oh, there you are. You're just quiet. You've got to get up to it.
I'm in
as
it.
They say.
I'm in its face.
You've got to get your mouth on it, Ava. Otherwise, it's not going to work.
You know what? It's the spit shield was hanging off.
No, that's no good.
No.
I think it's called a pop shield. But
there
whatever.
You go.
Good morning. It's Full English Breakfast here on KX93.5. I'm Jason Feddy, and here's my wife, Ava Burton. Say hello, Ava.
Morning.
Morning. Martin's not here. He's absent without leave. Frankly, he's gone off to Canada.
Okay, you went last week
to Canada. Yeah,
yeah.
We're just making sure Canada's all right. Yeah, it's a family thing. He's gone off to Canada on business, as did I. So yeah, we're here again on, you know, whatever. Blah blah blah. I get to be myself on the Sunday. During the week, got to do all the hey and away. Guess what? But on a Sunday, I can be myself. And frankly, I'm a bit knackered
and a bit grumpy.
Should we have a song?
Yes.
For a music station. KX93.5, Laguna's only FM.
That bloody limey, Jason Fuddy, paid $700 to become a US citizen. Crikey! Now we need a couple hundred to hire a translator. KX 93.5.
Yeah, that's the sound of Neil Finn on KX 93.5. He was the singer from Crowded House. Do you know that?
Because you're a big fan.
Because I am a big fan. What have you got going there, Ava Burton? Well, she's on the rock and roll-y thing. You see, the thing is that Martin's not here, and so Ava's got all planny, haven't you, Ava?
Well, the thing is, I've got to be Martin, who reads ludicrous stories, but I'm going to do it without mentioning... Well, I'm going to have to mention it now to say that I'm not going to mention... penises.
No penises?
No.
All right, well, different kind of show today then.
But I did just have a message from Angie Taylor,
who
says, I've just tuned in. Good. Hello, Ange.
Hello, Ange. All right.
Would you like to ask your listeners if any of them know what criminy means?
Criminy?
Criminy.
Criminy. Is it a play? Is it a small state in Eastern Europe?
I don't know.
Is it a type of rash which appears on the inner thigh after
eating
curry?
Is it to describe some brightly red-coloured thing? It's kind of criminy instead of crimsony. No. Angie, can you just let us
know? Is it a kind of pasta? Is it a small planet? a zillion light years away.
I think. Well,
is it? I don't know. Well, I've got nothing.
I don't know. I've got nothing too. Is it? I don't know. Is it a Yiddish thing?
Well, why
it's
don't
a bit
Google
criminy.
It, Google it and let us know what's going on there. Okay. Why would she even ask that? It's probably rude.
Yeah, so we're probably going to get a big.
Yeah, we'll probably bust the FCC after us.
Right.
Although the FCC.
They're going to get a big fine.
No, they're closed anyway. Government's closed. They're closed. FCC's closed. We can say what we want, do what we want, be what we want, whatever. We've just got a text message. It's a type of mushroom.
Says who?
Brad Benstock.
Oh. Thank you, Brad Benstock.
He says it's a kind of mushroom. No, that's not. That's a criminal. There's something like that, though. He's right, he's close, but no cigar.
Okay, well, we'll get Googling.
Yeah, get Googling and I'll do this, because I'm a bit tired, frankly. But apparently, in this news story, getting too much sleep is worse for you than getting too little sleep. Did you know that?
I did not know that. Is it scientifically proven?
Look, well, I don't know how anybody sort of can average more than 9 hours of sleep a night, unless you're independently wealthy. Or never, you know, binge watch shows on Netflix, or never eat the minute before you go to bed, like I do. But even if you could sleep that much, you shouldn't. According to a new story, getting too much sleep is actually worse for you than getting too little sleep. Researchers found people who slept more than 9 hours a night had a higher risk of heart disease, diabetes and anxiety. I've got all of those. And I get about 4 hours sleep a night. People who slept under 6 hours had higher risks of those two, so...
Oh, well.
Best amount of sleep is between 7 and 9 hours a night. So, there you have it.
Very
important
good.
Stuff on KX93.5. Do you know we're having a festival of music?
Yes, I know all about that.
Do you? I'm the MC of it.
Go on, let us know. The listener know.
Festival of Music is happening on November the 2nd. It's going to be at the Festival of Arts grounds. We're very proud because the Festival of Arts never lets anybody do anything. So it's the first festival, music festival that's been there for about 10 years. Not bad, eh? Anyway, it's going to benefit the Tony Hawk Foundation.
Nice.
Boys and Girls Club of Laguna Beach.
Nice.
Mauleola Foundation.
Very nice.
And KX93.5.
Even nicer.
Oh, lovely. So that's what we're doing. Matt Costa's coming. And Colin Hay. Man at work.
Great.
He comes from a land down under, apparently. Do you know that? Yeah. All right.
I do.
Good. Well, let's have a record by Elvis Costello. He's got a new album out with The Roots.
And, is this from that album?
I think, yeah, this is from that album. I haven't got the album yet, but I've got the record. Let's do a little bit of a cheesy promo thing, and then we'll have Elvis Costello and The Roots walk us uptown.
The Buddha says those who know do not speak. Those who speak do not know. Well, that explains a lot. Jason Fetty speaks on KX93.5.
Some scoop go from the dirt in the gutter. I swallow.
It's going to be great, that record. I've got a good feeling about it. Reminds me of something else, though, and I can't even think what that was. But it reminds me of something else. Anyway, never mind.
Anyway, I know what criminy means.
Go on.
It's an expression like... Oh, criminy, what's the world coming to?
Oh, criminy!
Like Jiminy.
Jiminy criminy.
Yeah.
Like, oh, gadzooks or yes. Crikey.
Yes.
Or, oh, whatever.
Criminy.
Yeah, all right. Well, why? So what?
I don't know.
We're just doing, like, words on this show. What does... All right, I've got one. What does pulchritude mean? What does thaumaturgy mean? I've got long words I can throw out there just for... So what?
Okay, moving on. Nine weirdest types of new cosmetic surgery.
Cosmetic surgery is a very interesting thing, isn't it?
I think so.
I wasn't raised on a diet of cosmetic surgery. Because I'm British, we don't do it there.
Well, they do.
Yeah, I know they do.
But not like they do here. Not like it's, you know, it's part of your growing up here, isn't it?
Yeah, it's part of your thing. You're supposed to have... Oh, somebody's calling. Should we find out who it is? No, I'm not answering that.
Was it the bank?
No. It's part of the thing, you know.
The culture, part of the culture, especially here in California.
It's a rite of passage. I mean, there's on the sort of lowest level, those things on your teeth. What's that called? You have a thing on your teeth, basically pulls your teeth
in.
Oh,
a brace, right. Yeah.
So they have braces on the teeth, whatever. That's part of it, isn't it?
Well,
it's cosmetic surgery.
Yeah,
yes, it is.
Okay, but that's very common in England as well. Shana had braces in the 70s.
Did she?
Yes.
How old is she now? Shana's
in
Ava's
the
sister.
70s.
Right, 70s. Okay. So anyway, it's not, but it's a bit of a weird thing, and I always think of it like this. If you were dropped onto this planet, you know, and you saw what they do, the thing about, if I told you that there's a culture out there, people always laugh at like, or at least are amazed or look agog, at those African women who put the rings around the neck and stretch the necks, or the big ears.
Or the plates in the lips.
Or, to coin a phrase, penis gourd, right? I know we weren't talking about penises today, but I just had to bring that up. And if you were... So you think, oh, wow, that's so weird, and they do that, how strange and how different. All right. So if you knew that there was a culture, and what they do, the women do, right, is they cut... They have a man cut open their breasts... and shove in a big plastic bag full of silicone, and then they sew it back up again. You go, wow, that's weird and amazing. And it is weird, and I've got news for you. From where I'm sitting, those big, floppy, stupid, hard breasts that women wind up with when they've got cosmetic surgery just look ridiculous to me. There's nothing sexy about them.
However, but are there not some parts about you you would change?
There are, yeah.
There you go. And... Is it what stops you from doing it? Is it just the money or is it the thought of it hurting?
It's the money.
Right. Yeah. So everything you've just said...
It's a load of rubbish.
Load of rubbish.
Well, have you never heard this show before? Go on, what have you got there?
So, this number one, palm line alteration.
Palm line, the lines on your
palm.
The
lines of your palm.
Because those lines on your palm, those are lines are supposed to, by some people think... they tell your future.
That's right.
And it's all written, it's all ascribed already in your palm lines.
So this is very popular in Asian cultures, and they believe that they can change their fate by having...
Changing the lines on their heart.
Yeah.
Well, I've got news for them. You can't. What's the next one?
Iris colour surgery.
Iris.
Why would you do that when you can just buy the contact lenses?
Ava, you have to explain. You can't just go on. You have to explain. The iris is the part of your eye, the coloured part of your eye. Go on. So people are having that coloured part of the eye changed.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Go on. What? How come? What do they think that achieves? You don't know. What's the next one?
I don't know what I'm just trying
What's
to spend
the next one?
But foot facelift.
A what?
A foot facelift.
What does that mean?
Cut your bunion off. Basically, that's...
You're not cutting my bunion off for any money.
To have pretty feet, I have to say... An unattractive foot is, you know...
I've got unattractive feet, but the good news is they're the furthest thing away from my eyes. And my nose. Go on.
Moustache implant.
Oh, moustache implant. Is there a photograph? Brilliant. So just think of a man with a too big a moustache.
With a great big handlebar long moustache. Yeah, moustache implant. Johnny Straight would doesn't need one of those. We have a friend who has the most incredible moustache.
You're on the radio, Ava. You're talking to people who don't know you.
Go on.
What's the net? What is that?
Poker face Botox.
Wow. Wait a minute. What does that mean?
It means it's so when you're playing cards, when you're gambling.
Yeah.
You have poke. You know how Botox stops your face from moving?
It firms up the face in a way, yeah.
Yeah, you know, you can't
injecting
really...
plastic
if
in
you
there.
Have too much Botox, right. you apparently you can't see any expressions in your face.
Yeah.
So this is poker face Botox, specifically for gamblers, so that they can play without giving anything away.
How much does it cost?
Doesn't say.
Well, let's say it's $4,000. You'd have to win a game first, wouldn't you?
Average of $600 to $800 and
Botox.
Lasts from 3 to 4 months.
All right. Well, still.
Well, you know, if you were, you know, if you, it's kind of worth it if you made a lot of money.
It's a bit pricey. And here's the thing. You'd have to make a lot of money in order to get the Botox. It's a bit like joining equity. You can't get a job until you've got a job. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
You can't. Anyway, let's play a song by John Otway. I like John Otway. And here he is now.
Jason Ferry. KX93.5.
That's not him. That wasn't him. This is him now.
Okay, let's make this the big one, frontline. Look out, baby, look out, pet. Here's the kid that's gonna get the blues when you go away. I'm on fire because I'm in love with a girl who's not the girl she was. When I was out with her, I saw you in the garden, baby. You looked so debonair. Beware of the flowers, cause I'm sure they're gonna get you. Yeah. I won't try to say goodbye. Maybe I'll just kick myself inside. I really wanted to go home. You might say that today was the very last time you'd walk this way. Don't tell him on your own. Well, I'd tell him where to go to, baby, but you know I wouldn't dare. Beware of the flowers, cause I'm sure they're gonna get you, yeah.
That song was voted the something like the 7th best ever lyric ever written in Britain.
Really?
Beware of the flowers, because you know they're going to get you. Yeah. All right, what else have we got there?
I haven't got anything right now.
Really?
I've kind of went offline.
I've always got stuff.
Go ahead.
There's a man here crushed by 1,000 pounds of bacon, but he survived.
Elaborate.
Everyone likes bacon, except for Jews, obviously, and PETA, you know, the protection of animals. They don't like it. Muslims don't like it. People who've read Charlotte's Web, they don't like it. But most people like bacon. I frankly adore the stuff. Yeah, a few mornings ago, a worker at a meatpacking factory in Gothenburg, Sweden, was under a forklift when it accidentally dumped its load and dropped £1,000 of bacon on him. That's a good story. However, the man only suffered minor back injuries. It's not a bad way to go, though, is it?
What?
Crushed by bacon.
Crushed by bacon.
Yeah. Anyway, that's my new... What, have you found something now, or you want me to do another
one? No, keep going, keep going.
Well, what else am I going to tell you? Going to Israel on Tuesday, that'll be good. Excited about that. You're not coming.
No. Is that what you're excited about, that I'm not coming?
No, but I'm excited to be going.
You'll actually be away for our third anniversary.
Wedding anniversary, yes.
For our third wedding anniversary.
And for KX93.5's first anniversary.
Yes, which was more upsetting to you, I seem to remember.
Well, it was the thing that was foremost on my mind when I mentioned it. I said, oh, it's a real shame I'm going to be away for our first anniversary at the station. And she went, yeah. It's our third wedding anniversary on the 10th. But it's our Hebrew wedding anniversary today.
It is, yes. So let's not argue about it.
Darling, happy anniversary. Right?
Right.
We're going to go out for lunch. We'll have a good time.
Will we?
Yeah.
Okay.
To do.
Okay.
So who cares? Come on. It's only time. Human construct, Dave. Time. What have you got there?
Oh, I lost it.
You're not very good at this.
It's my first week.
Where's Martin?
I've just seen a Facebook thing from Martin. He's at LAX.
I know. Yeah, he's off. He's going to Toronto. No, he's not. He's going somewhere else. We've got words that we hate. I did this earlier on in the week. There's some important words that everybody hates. Like, well, not everybody. There's just some words, most important, well, biggest hated words right now.
Go on.
In the world. In a survey.
Right.
Oh, really, honestly. Come on, mouth.
Get my
mouth working, honestly. Hated words. Totes. It's a horrible word.
Totes amazing. Yeah. Totes amazeballs. I like that.
Amazeballs is number two on the list.
No, it's silly.
I like it.
They're not real words, are they? They're not in the dictionary.
Not yet. They will be, though. You know, the Oxford Dictionary's like... They're desperate to be trendy. They're getting back 2 years later.
If we're talking about made-up words, I can't bear chillax.
I know you hate that word.
Oh.
Hey, chillax. Yeah, I know, it's a stupid word. What other words do you hate?
I don't like the word lover.
Lover.
I can't ever imagine, ever. No.
Have you met my lover?
Oh.
She's my lover.
They were lovers.
I want to touch you like lovers do.
That's just me. I mean, I don't think it's widely.
Have you got any
chopped
lover? Give us this. I like a bagel with chopped lover. Chopped lover. No, it's not. I can see why. I can't think of a sentence in which I would use the word lover, unless I was saying like a poetic way, like, you know, like lovers do or love. I can see that. It doesn't make me cringe, but I see that to introduce somebody as your lover.
No.
That's weird. Ooh. That's, do you know what? That's sexual too. Because what you're saying is, this is the person I, you know,
do that with.
Yeah. I rub with my fingers. I play with that person's bits.
Okay.
That's what it sounds like.
Okay.
You can't say
it. And that's
it.
Why I don't like it.
All right. You're a bit prudish though, aren't you, in that way?
No, I just don't like the word.
Go on, what's the next one? Yeah,
well, no, I haven't got them. You've got them.
Is that it? Is that the only words you don't like?
Oh, that I don't like.
I don't like whatever. Although I say it a lot. I don't like that. I don't like...
Well, it depends how it's being said,
I don't like
it?
Awesome.
Oh, no. No.
Awesome.
Widely
how you doing?
Overused.
Awesome. What's that like? It's awesome. You're awesome.
Really?
Because it's not... Because I'm not awesome. Awesome is for the divine. Awesome is a
God-like.
Massive word that describes something which is truly puts you in a state of awe, which is an incredible state to be in. It's not a thing that you feel every day. So when you say you feel, I don't know, just gets my nerves.
Yeah, no, widely overused.
Ointment. Terrible word.
Ointment.
Yeah.
And tincture.
Tincture, unction.
I like all those words. I think they're great, yeah.
Ointment.
Yeah.
Really?
They're great words.
Yeah. What about discharge?
Not a good word.
What about sphincter?
Not a good word.
What about moist?
I don't mind that.
Really? I hate the word moist. What about twerking? That's a very modern one. Twerk. Can you twerk? I am a twerk. That's what they used to call me at school.
I could have before I had two slip discs, possibly.
There you go. You should write a letter to Miley Cyrus. Do a Sinead O'Connor and write a letter to Miley Cyrus and say, listen, just be careful because your back's going to go out doing all that twerking. Well, ridiculous. All right, okay, here we go. Jason Petty here and Ava Burton on KX93.5. We are member-supported public radio for Laguna Beach, California. Let's play a record and come back and talk about more rubbish.
Okay.
Yes.
KX93.5, Laguna's only FM.
Radiohead on KX93.5, member-supported public radio in Laguna Beach. Ava Burton is with me today. I am Jason Feddy, and I do a show here. And it's almost over, really, 20 minutes, and we'll be going for breakfast, which is what I'm really looking forward
to. Which is really interesting.
Put your headphones on, and then you can hear what's going on. Because you can't hear that there's... Oh, no! Oh, Ava... Ava, the headphones just snapped back and punched her on the nose. Ow. Oh, are you all right, love? Oh, what's up?
musicians who have killed someone.
Right, there's a list of musicians who have killed someone, apparently.
Who drummer, Keith Moon?
Who did he kill?
Ran over his own chauffeur.
Ouch.
Coming out of a pub.
Was he? I bet he was late to work the next day. To get the bus.
Jim Gordon, co-writer of Layla.
Layla.
Your favourite song?
Well, I don't mind that song particularly. It's all right.
It's the other one you don't like.
It's Wonderful Tonight. Yeah. World's worst ever song ever written. It's late in the evening, I'm wondering which clothes to wear. See, it's rubbish, isn't it? Awful.
You sing it like that.
I hate it. Go
Jim
on.
Gordon, co-writer of Layla,
yeah,
stabbed his mother.
Oh, dear. That's not good, is it?
Oh, we know about this one.
Can you imagine stabbing your mother?
No, I can't imagine stabbing anybody.
What a ridiculous thing to do. What did he do that for?
Well, I'll have to read it and find out.
No, no, don't bother. Go on, what's the next one?
He was prone to violent outbursts.
Yeah, clearly.
The next one's Sid stabbing, you know, Nancy. We know about that.
Yeah.
It's not interesting.
Right. Go on, next one.
It's Phil Spector.
Yeah, yeah,
Lana Clarkson.
A few people,
yeah. Who
else?
Yeah. No, well, I'm hoping not to see you on this here list.
No, well, it's been a while since I think the Statue of Limitations has kicked in since I killed somebody.
Black metal bassist Varg Vikernes stabs his bandmate.
Yeah.
You've had a few bandmates.
I felt like stabbing him, yeah. Yes, if you're listening, you know who you are. Go on.
And producer Joe Meek.
Oh, yeah, who did he kill?
He shot his landlady.
That's right. Ooh, we could shoot our landlady. Might save us a month's rent. Probably in air, They'd still charge us, wouldn't they?
Yeah, and then some.
Go on.
That's it, yeah.
There's more musicians that have been killed than that I've killed.
Than have killed, yeah.
Aren't
it's
there?
Not... Yeah, I don't think it's that common. Who would you kill? You're a musician.
What do you mean? Who would I kill? If I want to kill anybody, who would I kill?
Mm.
I don't want to kill anyone. I'd like to hurt some people. I'd like to hurt the Republicans for shutting down the government. I'd like to hurt, various Nazis and people who've done mean things around the world. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, I guess.
I'd like to... Not hurt, I'd like to slap them. Just slap them. That's what I should have done.
Well, you were really stupid.
Yeah, Nuremberg. That's what I'd have done. Just got them all in a room and slapped them. Humiliate them. I think humiliation for a lot of people, certainly for people who like power, is probably worse than death for a lot of them.
I agree.
Most of those people would rather be embarrassed. They'd rather die than be embarrassed. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I reckon that's what you do. You just get them in a room. You get them in front of people on TV. You get them naked from the waist up and you slap them and pinch the nipples hard. Really hard. That's what I do. What have you got planned for the week, Ave? Because I'm going away.
Well, I'll just be sat on the sofa pining.
Will you? Just pine for me, love.
Yeah.
Where's he gone? You and the dog. Hopefully the dog will too. Nah, the dog will be all right. Just give her treats.
No, well, last time you were away and you Skyped, she did lick the...
She licked the screen,
she
didn't she?
She licked the screen. It was very cute.
Ooh, good, all right. Well, it's Sunday morning here on KX93.5. I want to tell you more about the Festival of Music, which is really important and happening in Laguna. So I'll tell you what, here's all the information you need to know about that on KX93.5.
On November 2nd, KX93.5 will launch the biggest event of the year, the KX93.5 Festival of Music, located at the Festival of Arts Grounds. It's the first major concert approved at the venue in almost 10 years, featuring Huntington singer-songwriter Matt Costa, Colin Hay of Men at Work, and support from upcoming indie folk artist Carly Ritter and Los Angeles indie duo Trapdoor Social. 100% of the proceeds will benefit 501c3 charities, KX93.5, the Maliola Foundation, the Tony Hawk Foundation, and the Boys and Girls Clubs of Laguna Beach. General admission tickets are only $35 and VIP tickets start at $150, which includes dinner and open bar at Tivoli Terrace, reserve seating, and a meet and greet with talent. The festival grounds will also host food trucks, local vendors, and unique cocktails from our sponsors, Tito's Vodka and Tres Siete's Tequila. Don't miss the biggest local event of the year. For more information, visit kx935.com/festivalofmusic.
Mmm, food trucks. That sounds good. All right, this is some weird mix of I Come From a Land Down Under by Men at Work. Because, of course, Colin Hay's coming, so that'll be good. Right, right, right,
right, right, right, right. Topical, topical.
Yep, all right, let's have a go at this then. I think you've got to take the right kind of drugs to listen to this sort of music. It's a bit early on a Sunday morning for such psychedelia. Isn't it? Don't you think? Yeah, it's not. Yeah, right. Ah, silliness. Anyway, yeah, Ava's gone to the loo, so I'm kind of stuck here on my own now. Don't know what to do. Are you back, love? All right. We've had a request for one of my songs here on KX93.5, and I shirk it usually. I don't usually like to play my music.
Go on, then.
But Elizabeth has written me a Facebook thing. Will I play Green Lights? We'll play it in a minute. All right?
Sure.
All right. Good. I found it. I can play it in a minute. Yeah, so it's KX93.5. What we do here is we play music. It's a music station. And we play anything, really, that you want. So if you want a request, anybody's got a request, you just have to email us. jason@kx935 would be an email address, or call 949-715-5936, 949-715-KXFM. Dean writes from Yorkshire, "We don't have that bloody plastic surgery malarkey in Yorkshire, as we is made of granite. The scalpels wouldn't work." Too right, Dean. Good for you, mate. It's true, though. We never, you know, it's such a thing here. And then you see those women around and they've got their faces, they're all pulled back and they look like they're surprised the whole time.
Yeah. When I first arrived here, I'd be walking down the street and I'd see what I thought was like a hot young chick.
Right.
So, looking fantastic and turn round and...
And she's 69.
Yeah.
I know. It's very odd. It is very odd.
And apparently you get addicted to it. And
what's a plastic surgery?
Yeah.
A lot of, like, tattooing and stuff.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, you probably do, yeah. I'm not addicted to tattooing. I've got a tattoo, but I didn't get addicted to it.
Well, go on then. If for plastic surgery, if you were to have something done, what would you have done?
Well, I've noticed that as I'm getting older, my neck is getting a bit floppy.
Your waddle.
Is that called a waddle?
I think so.
Is it a waddle?
I don't know. I think I might have just made that up.
It's what turkeys have got. It's hanging down. It's not bad, but it's going to get worse. My dad's got it really bad. It's got a right big floppy one, like a proper. It's like a big extra flap. I don't know.
It looks like a nice place to rest his head.
What, on that thing? No, it's somewhere you could probably hang your clothes out on it. You know what I mean? It's clothes pegs. Anyway, it's not. I don't like it, and I know it's coming, getting worse. So I would have that. I'd have that removed. Mm. What else would I do? Probably have a bit of liposuction. Probably get my belly down.
I'd go for that.
Not too bad, my belly. I don't know. It's not. You couldn't. What are you going to suck out of it? It's just distended, my belly. It's not. It's not got a lot of fat on it. I'd probably have a massive penis enlargement as well.
Oh,
sorry, but I'm just saying, not for your benefit. For mine. I'd just like to look in the mirror in the morning and say, God, look at that. Look at the size of that.
I hope my sister's listening in Israel with all the six children.
What else would I have done? Let's see. I don't know. I've got a poor self-image all round, so I'd have whatever's going, probably. But you know, people, especially men, they have so many facelifts that they have to shave behind their ears. I've seen it on telly.
There's a man on that site that he's just been done to look like Barbie's Ken. You know, the Ken doll.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he really does.
Does he really look like that? Really?
Plastic. Ken has
no, meat or veg, does he? No, and neither did Action Man. I always remember Action Man. I always remember thinking, wait a minute. Hang on a minute. If he's so like tough and hard and whatever, where's he getting his testosterone from? I remember thinking that. I must have been about 12 years old. Yeah. Stretch Armstrong, no penis.
I don't know who Stretch Armstrong is.
Another one of those doll things. Smurfs.
Smurfs.
Smurfs are, I don't know how they reproduce. No idea. What about I never had anything else. I say I had a Smurf, I had a Stretch Armstrong, and I had Action Man.
You only had one Smurf?
I only had one Smurf, yeah. Well, I was quite old by the time I got my Smurf.
Okay.
I had those troll things.
Oh, with the hair. You look like one of those.
Shut up. What, when I first wake up in the morning? Bugger off. Right. Ava Burton here and Jason Fetty on KX93.5, wasting time. Let's play a song by me, then we'll come back and say goodbye, because really, it's over. 9:54. Shall we?
Yeah.
I've got a new record. I've just finished it. You can go and look for it online if you like at jasonfetty.com.
Was this song about me?
Various other places. And this is a song about Ava Burton. It's called Green Lights. First you'll hear the voice of Ava Burton, then you'll hear the voice of Jason Fetty. All right? KX93.5.
Full English breakfast. Extra sausage for me, please.
By the evening sun, and I am washed in holy water when the warm rains come. I smell the roses when there are no roses there to smell. I feel like lightning in the morning on a wishing well. Climb the trails of confusion over hills of shame. Among the sinners I've walked and then I took the blame. I came with nothing and I multiplied it many times. There's a kingdom in the way you look at me sometimes. You make me feel like it will be green lights all the way home. There is a moment deep within as each and everyone. And you will surface when the rest of time is all undone. As it unravels, we will know and for the truth inside. We are rising on the warm air and begin to glide. You make me feel like it will be green lights all the way home, all the way home, all the way home, all the way home. On the ground before your scented skin. Turn my hands up to the sky and let the heavens in. Though there is more in just a speck of dust than we can know, there's a universe inside of us, makes us glow. You make me feel like it will be green lights. You make me feel like it will be green lights all the way home, all the way home, all the way home, all the way home, all the way home.
That's me there.
Very good, that, Jason.
Thank you, love. That's me on my new record, Buy Me. And you can buy it on iTunes and all that. I don't know, I never do that. I never play my own stuff, and you know it. So don't start giving me the old... Somebody just... Angie just wrote, it's a classy show. You know, she's making fun of me. Classy show, flogging your own record. I never do that. Come on. And it was a request from somebody. Elizabeth, thank you, Elizabeth.
Well, for she might not be making fun of you.
She is.
She might be saying
she
that
is.
Because I'm
very
on.
Sensitive. Do you know it's 79 days, 14 hours till Christmas? 79 days. That's not a lot of days, is it?
Well, it's a good job we don't celebrate, isn't it?
Yes, we sit at home and we stare at the walls.
And go bah humbug.
Yes, we do. We get grumpy. Like on July 4th, I sit on the stoop with a gun, defending the realm of the Queen. Yeah, 80 days till Christmas, good grief. Whatever. Okay, so we're going to go now. Let's leave it to whatever's happening next. Nothing's really happening next because there's nobody here. Steve's not here. And Martin's not here, as far as I know. I'm supposed to lock up, I think.
Oh.
I'm supposed to just, when you leave, turn the lights off and lock up. Will the last one to leave please turn off the lights?
Will the next person be able to get in?
Yeah.
Has everybody got
keys? Keys.
They've
all got keys. All right, so KX93.5, you know, I love being here. I love doing the radio. I love Laguna Beach. I love you, Ava Burton.
Aww.
And it's just marvellous, isn't it?
You've forgotten somebody.
Oh, Mrs. Pickles. Pickles!
You ready for some eggs, Pickles?
When I call her, she does nothing. She just opens her eyes and looks at me like, what the hell do you want?
Because you let her down bad, that's why.
I'm going to let her down.
You were her master and you left her.
Yeah. Look, there's a phone call from Israel. Will you take it?
Yeah.
And I'll say goodbye.
Thank you.
All right. Marvellous stuff. Yeah, there's a song by John and Yoko about Christmas. 80 days till Christmas. And this is KX93.5.
Jason Petty contains 100% British cheese. Lovely.
KX93.5.
Happy Christmas, Julie. So this is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year.
So this is